It's time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright. That's right, it is time for Stu's Reviews right here on Pirate 104.7 FM. Thank you so much to Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, for sponsoring this spot. I have Stu right in studio, and we're going to be looking at a 2022 Honda Passport all-wheel drive trail sport. It's platinum white paint with black leather seating for five, heated front buckets, and push-button transmission shifter, transport stitching, and headrest. Stu, I can't wait to go out and take a look at this vehicle. Tell me about it.
This is a kind of a miniaturized Honda Pilot. Doesn't have three rows of seating. It's got two rows of seating. Very deluxe, though. A little bit similar to Terrain. I know I talk about that a lot, but the SUVs of that size are all over the roads. And here's one in your parking lot, and we're going to look it over.
Yeah, it weighs just under 4,300 pounds at 111-inch wheelbase with 189 inches long, 41.2 cubic cargo space in the trunk. That sounds pretty big. And double that with the second row laid flat. Tell us about the wheels.
Oh, they're real two-tone, gray and polished aluminum spokes, and they're 18 inches. Got 245/60R18 all-season radials. I don't think I've seen the brand on those. I bet they're Pirellis.
And
let's
I think
go check it out.
They're probably the new rubber ones, too, as well.
Yeah, rubber with air stuffed inside.
Rubber with air in them. Interesting. So the one thing that we always look at whenever we crawl into a vehicle, and that's the infotainment center, the big screen. Tell us about that.
It's not as big as a Lexus, but then, you know, it's a Honda. It has an 8-inch screen. It's plenty adequate, all touch screen. Rear vision camera is multi-view. That doesn't mean eye-in-the-sky type multi-view from up above with the cameras on all the corners, but you can look around in several directions when you're backing up. Make sure you don't run over anything. Wireless flatbed phone charger. This one has a nice moonroof and remote start. It's a push-button start on the dashboard. There's shades on those side windows in the back, so you can stay cool or get the sun out of your eyes if you're riding back there. Tilt and telescope, we see that all the time. Big 7-speaker Honda premium AM/FM satellite radio stereo. It's got a power tailgate. Got a spoiler up on the tailgate, and it's Android and Apple integrated setup on the dashboard.
Of course, it's going to have the standard cruise control, lane change alert, rear cross traffic alert, and blind spot warning.
We see that every week, don't we, George?
We do. Well, we're going to take a break and play a song, come back. We're going to go out and take a look at this vehicle. When we come back, we're going to talk about the power plant underneath the hood. So don't touch that dial. All right, we went out and took a look at this vehicle. It's good looking on the outside and on the inside. Stu, tell us all about the power plant underneath the hood.
It's a 3.5-liter V6 in here, 280 horsepower, very nice and smooth, no turbocharger, no lag, just a beefy engine like maybe a Tahoe might have in it. Mm-hmm. 262 foot-pounds of torque, 9-speed automatic transmission. I like that. You don't have a CVT in here like we had in that little Honda a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And the exhaust sticking out of this, they're stylish. They're about 4 inches in diameter.
I know,
they're
those duals. Things are big.
Powerful car, but it gets 0-60 in 6.2 seconds, and it is all-wheel drive, George.
Tell us about the fuel economy.
24 on the highway. Nothing spectacular, but then it's not a hybrid. And it's very powerful. 21 is the combined rating, and 19 is your city rating. So, you know, one thing nice about it, George, is it's got 19.5 gallon fuel tank. So you can still go 468 miles on a tank of gas on this. Yeah. And it is a good road car. Man, we were talking about rubber and air and those tires.
Yeah.
They're nice and tall, and they give it a heck of a ride.
Yeah, you got some nice clearance on there. Tell us the list price and where it's built.
Built in Lincoln, Alabama. I drove by that plant a few years ago when I was down that way. $44,660 is the list price of this, including freight and that upcharge for the white paint.
Very good. So 60 months at roughly 3% interest, not counting taxes and fees and those kinds of things. You're looking about just a little over $800 a month. So
it's a nice car. I'd have to give it a thumbs up.
So thumbs up for me, too, as well. Well, Stu, when is this going to be on your website, and what is your website?
StuWright.com, StuWright. That will be a week from tomorrow. I'm getting some photography done and some more notes taken, but I've been driving it about 100 miles. Beautiful vehicle.
Very good. Thank you so much, Stu.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.